With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Montana Republicans met in Billings over the weekend to update their party's platform. This is the document that outlines what the party stands for and its policy priorities. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager was at the event and joined host Austin Amestoy to talk about the Republicans' debate on election law, immigration, abortion, and party loyalty.
So what is the importance of these party platform conventions?
The platform helps the party define itself. Every 2 years, party members gather to vote on these guiding principles, and some planks of the platform haven't changed in years, while others are updated as new issues come to the forefront. The document also informs what party members bring to the state legislature. Republicans hold all statewide offices in Montana right now and had a supermajority last legislative session, so they have a lot of power to carry out their platform. Here's Majority Leader Steve Fitzpatrick.
I think it's kind of a guide to what you can expect for legislation. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to pass or that all members of the Republican Party are going to agree on that.
Press were only allowed to watch certain portions of the convention, so I can't speak to what happened behind closed doors. We didn't get to watch the initial debates on each plank, but we watched the final votes happen. And even in those final votes, there were still some disagreements.
Oh, like what?
Some members accuse others of not being Republican enough. This is not a new debate in the Montana GOP. Former State Representative Brad Cheetah from Missoula gave a speech at the end of the convention asking that those who don't always agree with the party or its platform remove the R from behind their name.
We need to be always faithful, and our platform is our Bible. It is our game plan. It is our Constitution.
The platform now asks the state GOP to grade all Republican legislators on how well they followed the party line after the next legislative session.
Interesting. Could those looming reports potentially change how lawmakers vote?
I think they could. But in reality, demands for party unity have never stopped some from breaking away on certain votes. So, for example, at the convention, Representative David Beattie of Hamilton voiced his opposition to a plank supporting a total ban on abortion, without exceptions.
It's energizing the effort to make abortion a constitutional right, and it's unfortunate that the plank committee did not take this particular issue up.
But the party support for a total ban stayed as is.
Were there any other topics that came up that revealed some of those factions?
There was a pretty long debate over a plank opposing relocating bison in Montana. Some ranchers have pushed back against allowing herds outside of Yellowstone National Park, saying they pose a threat to livestock. But Perry Jacobs, a candidate for Senate District 16, which includes some of the Fort Belknap and Fort Peck reservations, proposed allowing for bison transfers to quarantine facilities on reservations. She says she doesn't want this plank to alienate Native American voters who see managing bison on their homelands as culturally and economically important. Representative Ed Butcher of Winifred rebuked that idea.
The ranchers in Montana are having a big enough problem dealing with this whole idiot bison situation. Just because you're trying to cater a bunch of reservations that want to play around with your sacred animals.
Shaylee, you said the party updates its views when new issues come to the forefront. What were those issues this year?
Immigration was a big one this year. The GOP platform now calls for deporting undocumented immigrants from Montana, penalties for businesses that hire undocumented immigrants, and penalties for businesses or nonprofits that transport or exploit immigrants, including criminal charges for human trafficking.
What about other current events?
The party voted to officially oppose ranked choice voting and other similar election systems, which is a nod to a proposed constitutional initiative that would create an open primary system in Montana. The party platform also now makes several references to the judicial branch and Republicans' frustration with what they believe to be a biased judiciary. They made an amendment to one line to eliminate the word equal in describing the three branches of government. Lisa Bennett of Carbon County said the legislature is inherently more powerful than the judiciary.
The judicial branch is not an equal branch. It is the weakest branch. The legislative branch is the strongest branch. It can impeach the other two.
I'll reiterate, these are guiding principles. The platform is an aspirational document, and not all of these ideas will come to fruition.
Shaylee, do Democrats have the same kind of convention as the GOP?
They do, yes. And we normally cover it, but the press did not get an advanced notice this year that their convention was happening. According to the Montana Democratic Party, a substantive change they made was to add a plank this year just for housing to signify their commitment to addressing the housing shortage.
Well, Shaylee, thank you so much for the recap.
No problem, Austin. Thank you.
This is Montana Public Radio.